Welcome to a tutorial on the use of the C-Crane Witness Plus. This is Tim Hendel speaking for the C-Crane Company of Fortuna, California, phone 800-522-8863, 522-TUNE. This tutorial is intended for blind people or for anyone else who wishes to use the Witness without looking at the screen. This is the second incarnation of the Witness. That's why it's called the Witness Plus. The original Witness and my tutorial for that came out 5 or 6 years ago. If you happen to have that tutorial, you'll still want to listen to this one because some things are different. We take things in a different order from the way they're listed in the manual because our focus is on making this as usable as possible for a blind person. If, however, there's anything in this tutorial which disagrees with the manual, you should consider that the manual is correct. In your package, you should find, first of all, the Witness itself. And if you've never seen the CC Witness before, well, it's a little rectangular device about the size of a cassette plastic carrying box, very solidly built. This is what else should be in your box. A USB cable with a mini USB plug on one end and a standard size USB plug on the other end. This will be used for charging the Witness and transferring data. You also have an audio cable with a stereo 3.5 millimeter plug on each end. This is to connect the Witness to other audio devices from which you want to record. There's a little strap that you can hook onto the Witness. And there's something that has a plug on one end that looks like a broken headphone plug. This is actually a little FM antenna, and the other end has nothing on it. The headphone cord is used as an antenna for FM, and if you're not listening to the Witness with headphones, this little cable can be plugged in where the headphones go, and yet it won't mute the speaker, and you use it as an FM antenna. The AM antenna is built into the Witness. You also have some earbuds. Although you can use any stereo headset, be they earbuds or regular size headphones, with the Witness. And the manual, of course, the print manual, which you should keep for reference, because that's what your sighted friends may use if you ask them for help. Charging the Witness. The first thing you need to do is charge the Witness. Unless you know for a fact that somebody has charged it ahead of time, you want to charge it so that as you're going through the operation, it won't run out of power. The Witness is kind of a rectangular, flat device. As you hold it in your hand with the flat side facing up, the top half of it or so is a smooth screen. Below that are controls, which feel like almost just little dots. On the bottom edge of the Witness are two ports or jacks, a headphone jack and the USB mini connector jack. The USB mini connector is in the middle. Plug the USB small end into the mini connector with a little, it feels like writing, facing up. It should go into the connector very easily. If it doesn't go in easily, don't force it. You're probably putting it in the wrong way. The other end either goes into your computer or a USB wall charger, which you can purchase from C-Crane or from many other electronic stores. A word about charging and USB. In the old days of on-the-wall power supplies, we sometimes call them wall warts, you had to be very, very careful not to use the wrong power supply with your equipment. There were three factors: voltage, amperage or current, and polarity. And if you got any one of these wrong, your device might not work and you could even ruin your device. Fortunately, with USB, you don't have to worry. All USB connections and sources are the same. So you can plug your USB cable, the wide end, either into your computer or into an AC adapter USB charger that you may already have or a charger that you may order. Using a wall charger needs no explanation, but using your computer may. So you want to turn your Windows computer on and probably just go to the desktop and sit there. You've already plugged in the small end of the cable into the Witness, plug the big end into your computer. Your computer is probably going to say something like, found new hardware, and my computer makes a special little noise, a sort of a doo-doom, when you plug a USB device into it. A link comes up which is going to allow you to transfer data to and from the witness. You don't want to do this at this point. I simply tabbed over a couple of times and I found something that said cancel, and I pressed enter, and that canceled the link. But my witness was still charging. Note, I have my laptop computer set up so that it goes to sleep after an hour, even if you're using it on the AC power supply. When the computer goes to sleep, the USB port stops providing current. So if I want to charge the witness, which takes approximately 5 hours, it's important that I make sure that my computer not go to sleep. If your computer is set up in a similar way, be aware that if it goes to sleep, your USB port may not be providing any current and your witness may not be charging. As I said, about 5 to 6 hours will give the witness a full charge. Don't leave it plugged in for more than 24 hours at a time. While you sit and wait for your witness to charge up, we're going to discuss the manner in which the witness records files, and you can record anything that makes a noise can be recorded on the witness. But the philosophy, shall we say, of the way it records files is different from what you may be used to on your standard cassette recorder or even CD burner. No, we can't say that a piece of equipment has a philosophy, but perhaps the engineers who designed it do have a philosophy, and I'm going to explain it to you. And I'm also going to tell you of a very useful change from a default setting. By the way, as we go through this tutorial, I'm going to be mentioning several things where it is my opinion that changing a default setting makes the witness more usable to blind people. You may well need some sighted assistance to change some of these things. However, I will describe them in such a way that your completely non-technical sighted helper can look at the screen and you, the user, will know exactly what that helper is supposed to do. And all you need to say to your helper is, what does the screen say? We will describe the changes, but you will want some sighted help. The witness records from its different sources, namely AM radio, FM radio, microphone and line in, and timer files, in different folders on the file menu. We'll talk more about the file menu in a bit. So, for example, all of your AM station recordings are grouped together. All of your FM stations are grouped together. All of your files are grouped together in a separate folder. On a cassette, let's say at 10 a.m. you recorded for 5 minutes from your FM radio. At 10:15, you recorded for 5 minutes from your AM radio. At 10:30, you recorded for 5 minutes from your CD player. And at 10:45, you recorded for 10 minutes that speech you're supposed to give at the meeting tonight. All four of those recordings will appear in the order that you recorded them, regardless of the source from which you recorded them. This is not so on the witness. All files from each source will be grouped together. So, for example, if you've recorded several FM files or stations or recordings, the witness uses the term file for what we might call recording, so we shall stick with the witness and use the word file. If you're playing files from your FM recordings, and you also recorded some AM files, it's going to seem as if the AM files are not there, because in fact they're in a different directory, or rather folder is the word they use. On the old DOS computer, you use the word directory. It means the same thing. We are going to change this in a few minutes so that all files will appear together. If you prefer to have your files grouped in separate folders, then don't make this change. But we find that as a blind person, it's easier to find all the files if they're all in one big directory or folder. Even if you make this change that I'm going to tell you in a few minutes, still, all of your AM files will be grouped together. All of your FM files will be grouped together. All of your microphone recordings will be grouped together. And all of your line-in recordings will be grouped together. The only difference is they'll all appear one after the other, after the other, after the other. Whereas if you don't make the change, you'll have to literally go to the folder in which each file appears. So even if you've combined all the folders, the order in which recordings appear is a little different from what you may be used to if you're used to a cassette recorder. If you're listening to this tutorial before you actually order your witness, maybe you can ask the folks at C-Crane if they would change the setting to combine all the folders. But if you don't have a chance to do this, don't worry, you will learn how to do it yourself. Another thing that you may want to ask the folks at C-Crane to do is turn beeps on. The default is beeps off, but you're going to want them on. Again, we're going to tell you how to do this, maybe with a little sighted help. Hold the witness in your hand, flat, or lay it on a table. Approximately the whole top half of the device is smooth. This is the display, or screen. Below it are some controls which feel like little dots. And on each side are a few controls. The very first control we want to talk about is the lock. On the right-hand edge of the witness, very near the top, is a switch that you can easily feel. This is the lock. Push the lock to the up position, the C-Crane is locked, and no controls will do anything. Push the lock to the down position, and the C-Crane is unlocked, and the controls will work. The terminology in the manual might be a little confusing. They talk about the lock being on. Well, when they say the lock is on, what they mean is that the witness is locked off. So I prefer the term lockup. It's a memory aid. Think of something being in the lockup. When the lock is up, the witness is locked, and you can't turn it on, and you can't do anything. Actually, if I'm recording, I like to put the lock on, that is to say, put the lock in the up position, so that I can't accidentally press a button and stop my recording. This is particularly true if you're recording something that is long and you may be carrying the witness around as you're doing your recording. Below the lock are two buttons, which are up and down volume. They're very small, but you can feel them. And if you have beeps turned on, every time you go up or down in the volume, you'll hear a beep. Below that, you'll feel what feel like little grooves. This is the right-hand speaker. Very small speaker, but it puts out quite a sound. On the left-hand edge of the witness, about across from the volume up, is a jack. This is for either external microphone or line in, and switching between mic and line in is in one of the menus. We'll cover that. And a little ways below that, you'll feel some little grooves. That is the left-hand speaker. And below that is a little cover that you can open with your fingernail, and that's where you can put an SD card and play files from or record files onto an SD card. On the bottom edge, we've already told you that right in the middle is the mini USB port. On the right is the headphone jack. And the headphone cord serves as an antenna for FM. So if you're listening to FM through the speakers, you might want to use that little wire that you got with the witness that plugs partway into the jack and doesn't cut out the speakers, but serves as an antenna. In the lower half, a little less than half of the witness, are the controls. Right in the middle of the lower half, you will feel a round circle. This is the play button. Sometimes the manual calls it play pause. Sometimes this button is used like an enter button on a computer to accept some changes. But for simplicity's sake, we are just going to refer to it as the play button, even when you are using it for something other than playing a file. Around the play button are four little controls. They feel like dots. One at 12 o'clock and one at 6 o'clock. It's like up and down arrow. We are simply going to use the term up and down to refer to these buttons. At the 9 o'clock and the 3 o'clock position are back and forward. And we're going to simply use the term back, forward. So if I say up, down, back, forward, I am referring to the four buttons that surround the circle. To the left of the circle are three buttons. Right below the screen, and it's easy to feel with your finger or fingernail, right below the screen is a button called Edit. We won't be discussing this button until further on in this tutorial, but one of the main uses of this button is to erase a file. Then you will feel a little rough place. The next button after the rough place is Menu, and this might be one of the most used buttons on the witness. It brings you to the main menu. And the button below that is Playback Speed, which will be discussed later. Right across from Edit is Record. Below Record is a little rough place, and the next is Back. Back works a little bit like Menu, except that Menu, which is the one on the left, will take you immediately to the main menu in one step, whereas Back, if you're several levels into a menu, the Back button will step you out one level at a time and will eventually take you to the main menu. Below back is a button called, it's labeled INT/SD, internal memory slash SD card. On the right-hand edge of the witness, near the bottom is a little hole. This is Reset. And you'll need a hairpin or a braille stylus to press Reset. This is something you probably won't have to do, but if for some reason your witness goes completely crazy, you may want to use Reset. While you're still waiting for your witness to charge up, let's list a few of the features as listed in the manual. Later on, we'll be telling you how to use them. This just tells you what the witness can do. AM or FM radio, you can listen to it or record from it. You can play MP3 files at anywhere from 32 to 192 kbps, kilobytes per second. You can listen to WMA or CD files, as they're called, FM mono or stereo. You have 20 timers that you can set. 10 presets for AM, 10 presets for FM. You can set a stereo mic or a line input. I like the line input because I can record from other sources. You can play files in various ways. Play at once, repeat all of your files, random play. I like to set my playback mode to play each file once, but you may have a different preference as we learn how to do that. You have an equalizer for playback, normal, classical, live, and talk, and rock, and jazz, and voice. I find the normal setting to be very satisfactory for just about anything I want to listen to. You have a sleep timer, and of course, you have the lock that we've already talked about. The first thing the manual tells you to do is to set time and date. You will need sighted help with this, and if you want to use the timers, then you need to set the time and the date. If you don't want to use the timers, then you do not have to set time and date. So now maybe we've got your CC witness all charged up and we're ready to go. Make sure it's unlocked. Press and hold the play button for 2 seconds. If beeps are turned on, the witness will beep. If they're not turned on, you won't hear anything, but the screen will come to life. And this might be a good time to engage your sighted helper. There are 5 items on the screen when it comes to life, and this is the main menu. Remember, we talked about the menu key, the second one down on the left. The main menu will always come up when you press the menu key, and it is your starting point for doing everything. Normally, you're not going to bother with settings, which we're going to talk about now, but you need to go to settings to set the time and date. There are 5 items on the main menu: AM radio, FM radio, files. This is where you're going to play all your recording, settings, and timer. The manual uses 2 terms constantly: highlight and select. Highlight can be thought of as pointing to something, and you highlight something on the menu by using the up and down button. When you highlight something, you can't do anything with it until you select it. You select it by pressing the play button, very similar to pressing enter on your computer. If you want to set time and date, you'll have this main menu on your screen, and probably files is highlighted. That's where it defaults, and that's good because we use files to play all of our recordings. But we're going to go down to settings. Highlight and select. In other words, go down to settings and press play. Then we want to find system settings, which is, there are play settings and record settings. We want system settings. Highlight and select. You'll find time and date. And the right and left arrow will take you through hours and minutes and months and days and all that. And the up and down will modify. In other words, if today is the 27th and the 25th is highlighted, I have to go to the 27th and select it. You highlight and select all these things, your time and date and day. And when you've got them all selected, you can go back to your main menu. As I said, if you're not going to use the timer, don't bother with time and date right now. Now you're on main menu, settings is highlighted because settings is the last thing you use. Let's experiment with the FM radio. It'll give you a little better idea of some of the controls. Settings is highlighted, so you have to go up one. Now files is highlighted. You go up again and FM radio is highlighted. Press play. Probably your FM radio will show 87.5. if nobody has used it before, and there's no station on 87.5. The right and left button by the circle will take you up or down the FM or AM band. On FM, you go up by 0.1 kilohertz. In other words, 87.7, 87.8, 87.9, 88.0. As you know, at least in the United States, there are no FM stations that end in even-numbered frequencies. So you'll have 88.1 or 89.3, but you will not have 96.4. My very first FM station happens to be at 88.1, the very first allocated frequency for FM. I happen to like 89.3, my public radio station, so I press the right button several times until I get to 89.3. Just below the lock are two little buttons that are volume, and you can put the volume up or down according to your listening pleasure. And this may also vary depending on if you're listening with a speaker or what kind of headphones you're using. When you turn the witness off and turn it back on, if you were listening at a louder volume than the default volume of the witness, when you turn it back on, it'll be back down at the default volume. In other words, if you were headbanging, the witness is going to help you not to headbang anymore. If you were listening at a lower volume than the default, the witness will come back to life at the lower volume. And you can change the default volume. We'll get to that in a while. You can set 10 presets for FM and 10 presets for AM. While you're listening to your first FM station, if you want that in a preset, press the play button while you're listening. The screen offers you probably memory one if you haven't put anything in the memories before. If you want this particular station to be in memory one, just press play again within 2 seconds and it'll be in memory one. If you want this particular station in a different memory, let's say memory four, press the up button 3 times. You'll be going 2, 3, 4. And press play, and it'll be in memory 4. You have to do this within about 2 seconds. As you're filling up the memories, once you have set memory 1, and you find another station and you press play, it will offer you memory 2. And it will do like that until you have all the memories filled. If you want to set them in different memories, you need to go up or down with your up and down button till you find the memory you want. An interesting feature on the witness, the memories that are not filled go to 87.5, or on AM they go to 530. On some radios, if you only fill 5 memories and you have a potential for 10, memories 6 through 10 won't even show when you're going up and down with memories. But on the witness, they will. They'll just be at the default frequency because you've never put anything into them. Once you've done your presets, remember you do the left and right button to go down or to go up the dial. You do the up and down button to go up and down through the memories that you have set. You'll notice we went to FM to show you the radio rather than AM. And that is because the witness has a special feature on AM. Of course, while you're using the witness, the screen is activated. As many of you will already know, screens, computer screens, microwave screens, whatever, cause interference on AM. Well, this is how you go to AM. You're listening, let us say, to FM. Press menu. The FM will go silent. Press the up button. Now, AM is highlighted. Press play to select it. Remember, highlight and select? Your AM will be at 5:30 unless you've changed it. You may notice there's some static on AM, which goes away after 2 seconds. This is the interference caused by the screen itself. And to avoid this, the witness is set up so that the screen turns off after 2 seconds. You'll definitely notice the sound of this on AM. Now that the screen is turned off, however, you have to wake it up before you do anything. On FM, you used left and right button to move down or to move up frequencies. You used up and down to move through your memories. Well, on AM, you go to AM, that little interference goes away after about 2 seconds. You have to wake the screen up. Pressing any button will wake the screen up. I like to press play. When you wake the screen up, you will hear the actual noise that the screen causes on AM. But while the screen is awake, you can go up and down with your right and left button, just as you did on FM. You can add something to memory by pressing play, and then if it's in the memory you want, just press play again. You can go up and down through your memories by pressing the up and down button, or you can go back to menu by pressing the menu button. However, for any of these actions, you must first press a button, any button, to wake the screen up. Let's record something. You probably didn't buy the witness just to listen to the radio. You bought it to record. So let's go to FM so we don't have to worry about this business of waking the screen up. The upper left, right hand button is record. If you're listening to an FM station and you want to record, just press record. If beeps are turned on, the witness will beep. You must record for a minimum of 5 seconds. Anything less than 5 seconds will not be recorded. While you're recording, your play button serves as a pause. By the way, while you're listening to a file, the play button also serves as a pause. If you want to stop recording, press record again. When you press record to stop recording, the witness does not beep, even if beeps are turned on. And although it doesn't say so in the manual, we think that this feature is designed so that you won't record that beep on your file if you're recording with a microphone. Press record and the witness will record for 1 hour. Now the manual tells us press it twice and you'll record for 2 hours. Press it 3 times and you'll record for 3 hours. What the manual does not say, but what we assume, is that if you want to record for 2 hours, you must press record twice rapidly, beep, beep, like that. Because as you recall, if you start recording and you record for more than 5 seconds, then pressing the record button has the effect of stopping the recording. After you've recorded some FM stations, maybe it's time to record some AM stations, press menu. The FM will go silent. Press the up button. Now you're highlighting AM. Press play. Now find the AM station that you want to record. Remember that noise from the screen must be present in order to do anything. If it isn't present, wake the screen up and then press record. Now it's time to talk into the microphone. If you've been following our example, then AM is highlighted. Press menu. Remember, the radio goes silent when you press menu. AM is highlighted, so go down two items, FM, files, press play. Now you've selected file. Press record and talk into the microphone. There's a microphone located on each edge of the witness near the top. This may be a good time to play around with the pause. The pause is the play button. Remember, to stop recording, you press record and it will not beep. Try saying something. I like to count from 1 to 10, and I like to pause it for 6, 7, 8. Then I can see how smooth the pause was. Press the circle to pause. Press the circle again to unpause. You'll be happily surprised at how smoothly the pause operates. There's almost no break in your recording. Now it's time to fix these folders. We're going to put all the files in one folder instead of having them separate. Remember, the default, your AM folder, your FM folder, your file folder, your files are all separate. The following is my preference. It may or may not be yours. Experiment and see how you like it. But for ease of use when you start learning to use the witness, I do recommend this. You're going to want to go to the settings menu. Remember, on the main menu, it's AM, FM, files, and settings. You may want some sighted help doing this, although once you get used to it, you will be able to do it yourself. Highlight settings. Press play. There are five things under the settings menu. Play settings, record settings, sound settings, display settings, and system settings. Play settings is what you want, and it's the first one. It's highlighted, so press play. You've selected play settings. The first item under play settings is folder view, and that's what you want, so press play. The default is view files by folder, and this is what you've got now, where everything you recorded is in a separate folder according to the source from which you recorded it. This is not, in my opinion, very convenient. So down to the next one, which is view all files in all folders. Press play to select it. Some of the other choices we'll cover later is to view only your favorites and only files that are spot marked. We aren't doing those just yet. So now you've selected view all files instead of view by folder. If you don't like this at some point, go back to settings, go back to play settings, go to folder view, and select something else. This is a good time to remind you of the back button, which is the second button on the right. You've already pressed the menu at various points in this tutorial. Whenever you press menu, you go immediately to the main menu. After you change these folders, you've gone two or three steps into the menus. You've gone into settings, you've gone into play settings, you've gone into folder view. If you press the back button, each time you press it, you will come up one level, as opposed to the menu button, which takes you all the way to the main menu. While we're in playback mode, we might as well talk about some of the other things you can change, although you may not want to bother with them just yet. There is play all files one time. In other words, it'll play each file, one right after the other, one right after the other. Play one file one time. That is my favorite. You play a file. If you want to play the next file, press the down button. If you want to play the previous file, press the up button. I prefer that. You may not. It just plays one file and stops. If you press play, it'll play the same file over again. There's random play. There's repeat all files or repeat one file. Another thing under settings is record settings. This has to do very much with the bit rate at which you record. On a cassette, the faster the speed, the less time you have on the tape. On the witness, the higher the bit rate, the less time you have. You can also create tracks. That's something we'll get to later. The record quality. You can record at 32, 64, 96, 128, 192 kilobits per second. Or you can record in CD quality. If you record at 32 kbps, you get 140 hours, assuming, of course, that there's nothing else already recorded on the witness. 64 kilobits per second will give you 70. In other words, double the bit rate half of the time. 96 will give you 52 hours. 128 will give you 35 hours. 192 will give you 23 hours. And if you record in CD quality, you will only get 3 hours. You can change the record quality for any of these items. I find the defaults to be very acceptable, and they are. On the AM radio, 32 kilobits per second. Increasing that on AM probably won't change the sound of AM. FM is set at 96. Line in is set at 128. You might want to increase that to 192 if you're recording, say, from XM satellite radio or a CD player. The mic is 64. That's perfectly good for voice. Again, if you're recording music with a microphone, you may want to increase that to either 128 or 192. If you do these kind of recordings where sound quality is critical, experiment and see which meets your need. It's time to look at something else in the settings menu, and this is going to tell you how to turn the beeps off and on. You may wish we had covered this before. You had play settings and record settings. You have sound settings under the settings menu. Select sound settings. The first item is equalizer. The second item is 3D effect. The third item is beep. Select beep by pressing play. The default is beeps off. Press the left button and now beeps on will be highlighted. Press play. Now you've got your beeps. The default volume is also here under sound settings. Remember we said that the witness always comes on at the same volume if you've been listening higher. But if you've been listening at a lower volume, it stays at the lower volume. Well, if you want the default volume to be higher or lower, this is where you're going to change it. Let's go back to system settings for just a minute. And if you've been following this tutorial, you were on sound settings, so press the back button. It steps you out one level to system settings. There are a few other things on system settings, and you may well want some sighted help with this. For one thing, this is a set and forget. Once you get it set, you're probably not going to bother changing it. At the very beginning, we talked about setting time and date. There's a sleep timer. You may want to set the sleep timer for anywhere from 15 minutes to 300 minutes. When you turn the witness back off and back on, it cancels the sleep timer. But the witness will shut off, and if you've been recording something, it'll stop the recording. So it's a great way to record a program while you're not present without recording for hours and hours and hours. Auto off. This is one we like to change. If you have not pressed any key on the witness for 3 minutes, it will turn off. Turn it back on by holding the play button for 2 seconds. This does not count if you're listening to the radio or to a file. In that case, it won't shut off, even though you're not actually touching the witness. But if it's just sitting there, it'll shut off. My preference was to change this to 5 minutes before it shuts off. I did that partly to prepare this tutorial. I might decide to go back to 3 minutes. Again, it's your call. Factory default. You won't want to do this unless something is wrong with your witness. Format the memory. Most of the time, you're not going to want to format the memory. If you format the memory, everything that is recorded on the witness will be erased. Perhaps somebody else has owned the witness, and they recorded a lot of stuff that you're not interested in, and you're not really interested in deleting all these files. No, we haven't told you yet how to delete files, but we will. You just want to get rid of everything that other person has recorded. You can format the memory. Just keep in mind, it'll be gone permanently. You can deal with the format for file names, probably something that's not of interest to you. You can change the AM steps from 10 to 9 kilohertz, only usable if you're using the witness in Africa, Asia, or Europe, where AM stations are separated by 9 kilohertz rather than 10. And there's information about how much memory is left. That you will definitely need sighted help to look at the screen and see how much memory is left. But some of those things then under system settings, you may want to set them and, as we said, not change them again.